Our scripture today is John 14, 1 through 14, found on page 1535 in your pew Bible. Hear these holy words. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Becky, for reading scripture. I have three movements in my message today from John 14, 1 through 14, that shape our faith: trouble, trust, and being sent. Let's walk through the passage with these three movements: trouble, trust, and being sent, so we can receive Jesus' comfort and live it out in love. So first we have trouble. Jesus says right away, do not let your hearts be troubled. It's no wonder they were troubled. Their teacher and friend is saying goodbye. I can almost imagine that Jesus may have had tears in his eyes and a quivering chin when he spoke those words, because he knows the pain and death that lies before him. But he continues to comfort in the midst of their anxious feelings. One disciple is going to betray him. Another denies him. And as one commentator puts it, it's as though the ground is shifting beneath their feet. They had hoped the Messiah would save them from Rome. So how can he talk about leaving? Even dying? Jesus is supposed to live forever, not die. They do not yet understand what his death will accomplish. That death will be no longer, that death will not have the last word. In addition to all this, we have these infamous questions from Thomas and Philip. Now, neither of these two disciples have much voice in the Gospels, but their questions reveal a lot. Both of these disciples, and probably many others, are completely lost on what is going on. Neither of them has grasped the God who has come as Jesus Christ. John 1:18 tells us, no one has seen God but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in close relationship with the Father, has made him known. And John 14:9 says, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. If we're honest, we could hear ourselves asking those questions. Do we really know Jesus Christ? Do we know that God and Jesus Christ are one? Have we walked for years and years and still missed what he is showing us about the Father's love? John 14 is spoken into a real confusion and real fear. But he gives us trust. Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. When everything else is falling apart, Jesus shifts the focus from having every answer to holding on to the one that we can trust. Let me say that again. Jesus shifts the focus from having every answer to holding on to the one that we can trust. As David Laus puts it, sometimes we want answers, even as we really need is a relationship. Jesus assures them that God is working beyond what they can see. God has made a way for salvation and eternal life. Jesus, the anointed one, is prophet, priest, and king. But they expected a savior to fix their present situation under Rome. But Jesus is opening a bigger horizon. Salvation and eternal life. Jesus tells them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is not just a slogan. It's a revelation of who Jesus is. When Jesus says, I am, those first two words, Jesus is echoing God's own name, revealed to Moses in the desert at the burning bush when he said, who are you? And the bush spoke, it is I am. Jesus gives us three pictures of what this means. Jesus is the way. The path that we walk with God. We can see this in the Old Testament. We see this journey of the Israelites through the walking through the promised land. And we see the journey in the New Testament as Jesus walks back and forth between Galilee and Jerusalem. The way and the truth, God's grace and truth made visible. John 1 tells us grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Not through what we do, not through our nice words. It comes through Jesus Christ. And third is our life. The gift of eternal life God gives through Jesus Christ. This was the entire purpose of Jesus' mission, to bring life to the world. Life with God forever. Then Jesus says these words, no one comes to the Father except through me. Those are an exclusive claim, and they reframe what the way to God means. John's gospel announces that Jesus is decisive for Christian faith. and for the destiny of the world. So do not let your hearts be troubled. This is not a denial. It is a call to stand firm. Scott Jose writes, "The way to life is through the cross." The humble man from Nazareth, who was so full of grace and truth, was the Father in our midst all along. And Elizabeth Johnson adds that this is also a promise. There's no need to panic or hunt for the secret map. Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. We're going to hear more about John 14 next week with Pastor Rick. But that whole passage, you may want to take a look at it. From John 14 to John 17, if you have a red letter Bible, it's almost all red. Jesus is talking to his disciples and projecting all the things that are happening. But why is he doing this? He needs to teach and explain to his disciples how to live, because Jesus is no longer going to be physically present with them. His death is not the end, but a new beginning, the way forward. To trust Jesus is not only inward belief, it's an outward belief as well as an inward. We can't just keep it here. It has to come out. We have to let our light shine. If we just keep it for ourselves, we're just being selfish. And I wonder if we really know him then, because it has to come out. As Chelsea Harmon said, belief is meant to lead to doing. Seeking God's will and acting on the wisdom we receive. The gift of Easter, which we are still celebrating, the gift of Easter power is given to all of Jesus' disciples. Jesus is preparing for the ultimate sacrifice for all who believe in him. And he is also commissioning us to love others and proclaim his love to the world. John's mission was to make the Father known. Jesus is the revelation of God's character. And if we want to know what God looks like, we look to Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit, we keep growing in our relationship. I just want to repeat that a minute. We keep growing. We keep growing until we're with him. I don't care if you're 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. We keep growing. We keep growing. I don't know everything. And I will never know everything. So I have to keep growing to keep my faith alive. We keep growing in that relationship. And that's done through prayer, reading the scripture, worship, Bible studies, and serving, so that our trust in God becomes a lived witness. People of God, are you finding ways to learn and hear God's voice? Coming here on Sunday, once a week, that's a start, but it's not enough. There needs to be more. There needs to be home devotions. There needs to be some kind of studying God's word with other fellow Christians. You have an opportunity starting this Tuesday night. We're going to be doing a series for a month on looking at what God says about refugees. If that's not your cup of tea, you want to get something else started, or you would like Rick and I to get something else started, please contact us. We'd be happy to. Allow the Holy Spirit. Allow him into your life so that you can deepen your relationship with God. David Laus reminds us, our faith does not necessarily make our life easier, but it makes our life richer and more meaningful. And it means that we do not travel this road alone, but with the presence of God revealed in Jesus. So when we're troubled, we need to trust Jesus. And when we trust him with all our heart, soul, and mind, then we're sent out to love. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said,